Vicky Meath, what's the mission of Just Economics?
Just Economics' mission is to educate, advocate, and organize for a just and sustainable local economy. And the primary way in which we've worked towards that mission to date is work to support the idea of living wages. We believe living wages are a more just minimum than the minimum wage. And we define a living wage as the minimum amount a full-time worker needs to make in order to meet their basic needs without public or private assistance.
What does House Bill 74 mean for the living wage movement in Western North Carolina?
Section 5 of House Bill 74 eliminates the rights of city and counties to enact living wage policy on city or county contracts. The primary campaign that we have worked on since our inception is a living wage policy with the City of Asheville and Buncombe County. And the City of Asheville passed a living wage for their contractors on June 25th. They passed the final phase of that. And so this would negate that work.
The City of Asheville passed its living wage policy in 2007. The policy was phased in over 3 years. Why was it phased in?
In 2007, when we originally went to the city, we asked them to do three things. We asked them to pay their workers a living wage. We asked them to adjust that wage according to inflation or cost of living. And then we asked them to apply that living wage requirement for city contracts. They passed the first part of that, requiring that they pay all of their workers a living wage in 2007, but they had some concerns over the impact on the city budget in regards to contractors. So we worked with the city over a number of years and worked with city staff to develop a phase-in approach so that they could implement the living wage for contracts in phases and kind of study those impacts to alleviate the concerns of city council that it would negatively impact the city budget.
And did the city's adoption of the living wage standards drive up city costs and therefore hurt taxpayers?
It is not. To date, the city staff has provided city council with reports, quarterly reports along the way of the implementation of the living wage policy for contract workers. And the impact has been negligible in terms of cost to the city. And we see that higher costs of contracts are consistent with normal rates of inflation.
If a city or county has a living wage ordinance, would their employees be affected by the state law?
No, the state law does not apply directly to city workers or county workers. So both in the City of Asheville and Buncombe County, we have a requirement that they pay all of their full-time workers a living wage, and that is still intact.
Who benefits from barring local governments from adopting living wage standards for contract work?
That is a really great question. As far as I know, there's no one that benefits from this. No one was asking for this. When we went to city council to pass the final phase of this living wage policy for the city for contractors on June 25th, there was no opposition. In fact, there were contractors who submitted written statements about how they supported this policy. And certainly workers are positively impacted by this policy. And the local economy is generally positively impacted by living wages, because when more people can afford to meet their basic needs, it lessens the burden for social service agencies, it lessens the tax burden for everyone, and it supports local businesses. When more people have money in their pockets, disposable income, they put that money right back in the local economy.
How will House Bill 74 affect the competitive bidding process?
Well, I think it will negatively impact the competitive bidding process, because cities and counties are required to accept the lowest acceptable bid. And so in competing for city and county contracts, they need to reduce their non-fixed costs, and oftentimes that can be labor. So a living wage policy helps level the playing field and helps contractors compete on the quality of their work rather than who can pay their workers less. So this provision in House Bill 74 will negatively impact the competitive bidding process.
The primary sponsors of House Bill 74 were Ruth Samuelson and Rob Bryan of Mecklenburg County, Tom Murray of Wake County, and Tim Moffitt of Buncombe County. Do you have any idea what their motivation was for including this particular provision in the overall bill?
I have no idea what their thinking was this was a bill that includes so many different provisions. Many damaging environmental provisions are included in this bill. It was pushed through the last week of the session without very much debate or concern over what was included in this bill. And certainly the Section 5, the provision that eliminates city and county's rights to enact living wage policy, seems to me as if it's just an attempt to remove the rights of cities and counties to do what's best for their local economy.
Vicki Meath is Executive Director of Just Economics. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Why should local government be able to dictate wages to some but not all employers?
In this case, the city or county is not dictating what employers should pay. The city or county is dictating what they will purchase. In this case, the city or county is the consumer. And as a consumer, we have that right to say we want to purchase stuff from employers that pay their workers fairly. As the tax base, we are stewards of our tax money, and we are saying as a community that we want to purchase services from employers that are paying a living wage on city contracts. So when someone is mowing the lawns for the city, we want to purchase that from someone who's positively contributing to our local economy and paying a living wage.
Does this in any way encourage cities to privatize many of their services?
There's always an ebb and flow in city and county contracting. Sometimes services are contracted out for various reasons. Sometimes they're brought back in-house. So I don't think there's any encouragement to privatize or bring back in-house some of the services that they do. It's more based on whether they have the expertise within their city staff to manage those services.
Does House Bill 74 put Just Economics out of business?
It does not. Just Economics does a wide variety of work. We do policy advocacy. We do our voluntary living wage employer certification program. We do grassroots community organizing in low-income communities. And we do community education on what makes a just and sustainable local economy. So we've have a lot of work to do, and the work that we've done on the Asheville Buncombe Living Wage campaign over the years is successful work that has raised the consciousness of this community in terms of living wages. So it just means we've got a lot more work to do, and we will continue to do that. We are certainly disappointed that this provision was added to House Bill 74, but we are proud of our local leaders that have stood in support of living wages and a just and sustainable local economy.
Vicki Meath is Executive Director of Just Economics. Thank you very much.
Thank you.